early this year when I started, I was getting changing my podcast, getting my mind right. I decided to make a career change is what I did. Oh, everybody, welcome to old Pedro. I love you very much. Mwah. You're beautiful. Look to the left. Look to the left of you. Now look to the right of you. They say one in every three people is beautiful, handsome. So you look to the left, you look to the right. And since it's not either one of them, congratulations. That's you, baby. Look in the mirror, give yourself a little wink. How you doing today, sugar? When I started podcasting, I just wanted to podcast. I seen the opportunity, what it was. And now for me, it's become like a life role. I'm not pushing hard. I'm pushing the podcast for me as a mental venting place. A place where I can get my ideas out and go back and listen. To see where and it tracks my thought pattern. What am I about? I'm not putting on a pop culture show. I'm putting on me mentally preparing and becoming what I need to be. Now, earlier this year, I said I took a new job. I left my job after 15 years because I needed to change. I wasn't going to just live in that same rut, taking the easy road. I felt bigger. I felt greater than I was being. And I wanted to make that change to see if I could chase that. I felt like depression was hitting because I wasn't doing or trying. And I couldn't have that no more. I needed to run with it. And for me to grow as a person. And, you know, you got 100 years. I'm 37 through. I'm 37% done with my life. I need to start taking control of it. I wanted to feel more alive, feel bigger. Who really, truly feels alive? Are you just going through the motions? You know, so mentally I need to work on my own relationship with my wife. You know, just because flowers, where are they at? Where is it just because roses? This isn't Mother's Day. It isn't anniversary. Is it not Valentine's Day? It's just because I love you. I want you to smile today. I hope you smile today, baby. My children, I see my children. I don't want to just shut down. You know, you should be seen and not heard and announce yourself when you come. No, we're together. We're in this together. I need you to learn with me, grow with me. And for them doing that, I need them to be better people. I need to be a better role model, a better person in that situation. So when they're mimicking me, they're not mimicking an out of control, wild, you know, loose thought. You need to tighten up. Am I talking to myself or you? Take it how you want. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to help myself. And if you so happen to grab some advice along the way because you hear me talking to me, whew, we're all winning, baby. I do a happy dance for you, but you can't see me. You know what I mean? You're looking, but you can't see me. Or is it you're listening, but you can't hear me? I love the movie White Men Can't Jump. You're listening, but you can't hear Jimmy. What's the problem with you? I look good first and play good second. Me, if I look good, like when I go play basketball, if I look good, or I got my gear on tight, but I play a little better. Whereas if I just show up in jeans and my work boots, my game a little off. If I'm feeling like Jordan, I'm shooting like Jordan. That's how I go in life. Like, I hear Grant Cardone, hell of the king of sales. You can hate him or love him. I love him. I don't got negativity for nobody. And I like what he said when you're getting started, you know, in your early life as an adult, take care of yourself. You don't like your teeth, fix them, your skin, fix it, whatever, fix it, get that out of your head, out of your mind, and move on. Now work on your training, make yourself 100%, you're training forever. Like Gary Vee said, life's a forever thing. You're forever figuring out who you are, what you want to do. You got to reinvent yourself. You know, you've been in an 8-10 year rut that's just trucking along. Oh, I'm the manager, I'm doing this in my routine. A lot of people, you can't change their routine. So I'm like, well, fuck this. You know what I mean? Let's get it popping. Let's shake it up. Let me change my whole wardrobe. I'm going to Google and search. And what do I want to look like? I want to look like that. That makes me feel tight. I'm going to health. I'm going to tighten up my little belly. Ooh, my belly hanging out. Finger button. That's my belly button. Looking like a bowl of cereal could go in there. So I'm going to tighten up. You like that dramatic pause? There it is again. Oh, shit, bitch. Don't cuss. Watch your mouth. You can do whatever the fuck you want. We rolling out here. So I'm working on me. Let me tighten up everything I like about my image. Let me train to get my mind right. And a Lil Wayne song on the Carter 5. He said, I got mind control over mind control. He said, I got mind control over mind control. Thought I lost control, but knew I'd find control. I let God control what I cannot control. Can't control the tears, let them drop and roll. I just took mind control over mind control. I like that. You need to practice that self-discipline. You know, we're creatures of habits. You know, throwing one piece of paper on the ground isn't going to ruin the ocean, but we're creatures of habits. So if we all just keep throwing garbage on the ground, guess what's happening? We got a world full of litter. And that's just gross. I heard in, is it Tibet? Where is it? Somewhere? You can't even spit on the sidewalk without getting a fine or a cane. But they keep shit tight. You making it beautiful. Be a little looser than that. We got freedom. Freedom to overeat, freedom to sit around, freedom to be lazy, or freedom to succeed, freedom to try harder, freedom to tighten up your mind. God, my nasally congestedness is just sounding, my nasally. Now that's how I am, and that's gross sounding, and I don't like that. Or you ever notice when people, a lot of people do interviews, they act like they're burping, and they always got a burp. I'm like, yeah, indigestion? And these little tummy tones? They're rolling in your life, the baby? So let's get back to working on us. Tighten up your mind control. Fix what you want to fix about you. Write it out. You got to budget that time. I cleared my phone of every app except for my audiobooks, my bank accounts, because I want to watch my money. 5 tips from Grant Cardone. I am in sales. I'm a retail sales consultant where I go store to store and help these people. I ask them to order and do the ordering themselves to watch their bottom line. You watch the bottom line next. So most of them are worried about their bottom line. What am I spending? Keep the order smaller. Blah, blah, blah. But you take the order. Let's all work as a team. You take the order. You watch the bottom line. Because if you are buying $2,000 worth of product a week and only selling $1,000, you know it's going to be a bad year for you. And so you watch that bottom line. You let me worry about that top line on that financial report. You let me worry about the profit. I'll keep that product rotating, moving, staying tight. New product, because usually when you're in a store like a mini mart or something in that area, you have the same people, and those 100 people want something different. They don't want fucking Cheez-Its every week. Let's get them off the Cheez-Its. Let's throw Gardettos in, throw Pringles in, rotate them out, give them something different. Always watching the shelf. But to wait for the date, if you're not getting 100% return on your money, because we're not getting 100% return, I'm not just going to eat money either. We're watching our bottom and top line all at the same time. We're playing to succeed. Let's be a team. Let's be great and smile when you speak. 5 tips to get your life and succeed at work and get moving. This is taken from Grant Cardone, the master of disaster. 1, get your financial mindset right. Get your money right. Make a decision to get your money right. Close more sales. Sell more to make more money. However you got to do that. That's widening your funnel. When they say a funnel, that's how many people you're talking to. If you're working on 2 new customers right now, work on 10. You're going to have to work more hours, or you're going to have to work quicker. You need to move faster. What do you need to do to give yourself more time? Buy more time. If you got to get 40... These guys out here being loud when I'm talking. If you got to give yourself more time, figure out how to get more time. Buy it. Give $20 out to try to go search for another 100. Make that funnel bigger. You need to talk to 1,000 people. Work hard. You need to move faster, work harder, tighten up. I see you. I'm already working my hardest. I'm giving 110%. I seen you in the store. You talked about your upcoming birthday for a half hour. You should have pitched, closed, moved on. Like, great, because sales is easy. Here's my product. Here's my price. Do you want it? If it's a 12-minute pitch or a 12-minute sales cycle, they call it, or a pitch, whatever you want to call it, and you're talking for 12 minutes, every 3 minutes, like Grant says, you need to be asking for the close. This is a new vacuum I'm selling. It's $1,200. Would you like me to get you one this week? Sign here. Ah, I don't got $1,200. I don't need that. A lot of complaints he has right now and objections. All right, sir. Well, this is what it can do for you. Look how it cleans. You get these evil creatures just taken from your carpet. If we can get all these creatures out of there with this one vacuum, would you like to buy? Boom. Keep asking. Repitch. Reclose. Reclose. Get your money right. The number 2 thing you need to do is follow up. All of the money is in the follow-up. Make that 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 10th call. Call them over and over and over. No, dude, you're calling me too much. Don't call them.
All right, show up. Show up then. So all the money's in the follow-up. So then number 3 is you need to mix up your strategies. If you're calling, you need to You got the phone, you got the internet, you got in-person visits, you got social media, and you got referrals from other people. So doing such a great job for your first customer could land you the next customer and bring it up yourself. Nobody's going out of their way to help you. It ain't their problem. How you doing today? Really don't care. Not my problem. You know what I mean? Move on. So take care of your people. So then you can ask, is there anybody else you know I may be able to help or work with? Please, I would love a referral. Oh yeah, let me get your number. I'll give it to them. Oh, here's my card. Please have them call me. May I get their number or location so I may go see them? Make sure you have the chance for follow-up. You want the option to sell, not giving them the option to buy. Let's pay attention. Work all those strategies. You need to be making phone calls. You need to be following up with the internet, phone. I know a car salesman. He'd send out, he'd have 400 people, 4,000 people buy cars a year. 400, I can't remember exactly. It's not my problem. And every one of those people would get a birthday card from him. Nowadays, with your phone and stuff, this is before phones, he could have alerts go off. Boom, October 3rd, that's their birthday. Set that up as soon as they buy. You got the information right there. So October 2nd, boom, that birthday, October 1st, that card's going out. Forgive my cough. Work that. One, financial mindset. Get your money right. Pay attention. Get your bills lined up. Quit worrying about your small shit. You don't got a debt problem. You got an income problem. Pay attention. Get your money right. Follow up on everybody. Mix up your strategies. Use every option available to you to get to the money. Number four is write up the deal. In my business, you know, you're just pitching and leaving. Oh, you're good. Okay, thank you. Bye. No, you should get that customer application ready. Get them signed up. Sign here, sign here, sign here. Three signatures. You're good. I'm out. Let's get that deal moving. Push them into it. Like Grant Cardone says, you need to dominate your customer. Or you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them to a competitor, to cheaper price, a better Crispito, whatever the fuck you sell, a better vacuum, better car. Dominate that customer. That's a harsh word to use, and it makes you feel timid. I don't want to dominate. I need to. Yes, you want to be great and friendly and smile when you speak, and everybody's lovey-dovey. But this is the deal. You need to control that situation. Oh, your company's fucking up. Sir, I agree with you. I don't appreciate that either, and I would love to handle that for you. Let me get that taken care of. And then after you handle that situation, move and do something extra for them. Before I leave, let me rearrange this whole area, make it pretty for you, close that out. Boom, extra favor, I'm going to show up on my Saturday and clean up. Let's rearrange this whole store and take care of you, because that's what I do. I'm going to relocate. I'm going to re-talk about what I'm doing, because I can't hold your hand on what the fuck you're doing. You need to apply it to yourself. Write that deal up, number four. Get that customer done. Number five, you need to start training more. Read books, watch videos, practice your pitch, write it out, say it on video, listen back. There's one called a book called The Sales Bible. They'll give you examples, not just like, hi, I'm Jim. I'm from Hydromax, and we sell carpet cleaning tools. You need to tighten that up and make it better. Hi, I'm Jim. We're from Carpet Max. We not just only remove deadly, biting, ugly bugs. We go deep into 1,000% cleaning to clear your allergies. You won't sound nasally like Pedro no more. You won't sound like old Snot Rocket Buddy over there. You're not going to sound like him. No, you're not, little buddy. You figure out your own fucking pitch. I ain't got time to hold your hand. I do. I got all kinds of time. Who am I kidding? That training. Read books. Watch videos. Practice your pitch. Work your system. Train. Learn. Listen. Learn something new. Watch Grant Cardone. Take something from the best. I know like Grant Cardone's like, you need to find one mentor and stick with them so you don't get a lot of false information, right? Or different ways. And that, I kind of like that. But I do like different people because I take from their character. Like Zig Ziglar. I like when Zig tells stories. That was his look to the left, look to the right. Who's beautiful? You. Smooches, bitches. Smooches, darling. Ba-bum-ba-bum-bum. Ba-bum-ba-bum. Ba-bum-ba-bum-ba-bum-bum. Ba-bum-ba-bum.